This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Nom.com. And if you love your pet, which I know you do, you're going to want to feed them the finest pet food of all time by going to Nom.com. You can try out some of the finest food available to your beloved pet, your best friend. Everyone loves their dog. You can try out the beef mash, the chicken cuisine, the pork potluck, and turkey fare meals for your dog. And there's many, many more different recipes on there. If you love your dog, you're going to want to give them this food. It's absolutely amazing. It looks so damn good, I would eat it myself. And I'll tell you what, you can really not even tell by the love and affection that your dog gives you after they eat some of Nom's delicious food. You're going to see it as well because their fur looks so much sweeter, healthier, and just thicker and just fuller because I'll tell you what, the vitamins and the nutrition, all the good stuff is in this food that your dog needs to grow a healthy set of fur, live a long, healthy life, and be your best friend forever. You can also use our code VOMSHOW to save up to 50% off your first order and get free shipping for a limited time. Go to Nom.com and tell them the nerd sent you. This podcast is also brought to you by our friends over at Binoid.com, makers of the finest THC product on the market. They've been longtime sponsors of the show and also been providing me the greatest THC product on the market. I absolutely love Binoid. We've been with them for quite a while now, and they've been good to us, and oh my goodness, I love their product. I started off with the capsules, then I moved on to the vape pens, then I started rolling my own with the flower, then I got the pre-rolls because I got lazy. Doesn't matter. This stuff is absolutely amazing and will make you feel good in many different ways, mentally, physically, and it will just improve the quality of your life. You have to try this stuff out. It is changing the way people are living their lives. Binoid, Binoid.com, and also our sister website because it's so big. There's so much business. We had to open up another website, Blooms Hemp, BloomsHemp.com. You can get wax, dabs, pre-roll flower, capsules, you can get the cigarettes, you can get the pre-rolled blunts, you can get the vape cartridges, you can get the gummy bears, the gummy worms, the sour diesel patch, you can get the wax, the dabs, all the hoodads and all that shit. I don't even understand. There's so many different ways now to get THC in your system. It's blowing my mind. You can even get soda cans, seltzer with THC infused in it. This stuff will get you laced up. And I will also tell you a little secret here. We now have psychedelic mushrooms in three different flavors, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and white chocolate. This stuff will send you straight to heaven if you have a couple of bites. It is a phenomenal product. Very safe and secure, lab-tested THC. And, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. We have mushrooms. I will say it again. This stuff is phenomenal. You have to check it out right now and use our code NERD to save 10% and get free shipping on any order at Binoid.com and Blooms Hemp.
On with the show.
What's going on, everybody? It's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I am one half of your dynamic duo of the nerds. I'm the nerd and you are.
Nerd up.
And with our powers combined, we are the Voices of Misery podcast. How the hell are you?
Dude, you literally just said that twice. I'm fine. You said the second.
Did I say that again?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Voices of Misery podcast, you said twice and you said, how are you, twice.
Listen. I fucking beelined so we can get the show going. We are in a rush today because, like I said, I did put a post up forewarning that, you know, today's show is going to be a little bit hectic and we're going to put this one out tomorrow, which is our Monday show. We're recording it today on a Sunday because we've got a lot of shit going on in the house tomorrow. By the time people are listening to this, half of our house will probably be coated in one color and we'll be inhaling toxic fumes all day of paint. We might be vomiting on the floor, passed out, electrocuting, doing that kind of thing.
What the hell is wrong with you?
But tomorrow's the day. Are you excited?
I just want it over with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sick of cleaning. I'm so fucking sick of cleaning.
No, so once they paint, we're just going to let the house go right back to shit? Is that
yes.
What you're saying? No,
who the hell fucking wipes down walls and floorboards and freaking scrubs the floor? Like, who does this shit? In what world?
Do you know how many women right now are putting their hands up? Me?
No! No one scrubs the freaking walls in the floor. No one. I've never in my life.
I can't wait for the feedback on this one.
Oh, I can't wait either. I've never in my life heard of anyone doing that. Like, if there's a spot in the wall, a quick wipe or whatever, but, like, no, to do, like, the whole goddamn thing, and then all the fucking floor, but, like, fuck this, I want the shit done, I just, I'm please. Sick of it.
I have never asked for feedback more than it's I'm fine. Going to right now. Please send me some feedback on this one, people, because I need to know.
I've asked my sister, yeah. I've asked Sherry, like, no one does it.
And they're all affiliated with you, so I don't really, you know.
Okay, never saw my mom do it either.
Yeah, another one. But anyway, what's going on with you? Did you watch anything different on TV?
No, I didn't. Going on? No. I didn't watch anything.
Playing your tap-tap game?
Yeah, that's it.
I'm watching Cougar Town. That's it. That's all I've been watching Cougar Town.
You gotta hurry. That wasn't on very long. You need to hurry up and get done with that show.
Well, I'm taking my time. Because this is the last of Courtney Cox that I have, of her being Courtney Cox still. And I'm enjoying the show. It is a funny show. It's just one of those sitcoms. It's really nothing to write home about, nothing special. It's just a good show, you know. I'm a big fan of sitcoms. I like the 30-minute in-and-out bullshit, you know, quick storylines. You don't really have to pay too much attention, yet you know what's going on. They're always funny, too. Sitcoms usually always deliver, at least the good ones. The ones that are on for more than 3 seasons, I would say, usually deliver on the jokes, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't really watch a whole lot of sitcoms.
Yeah. I used to, but the new job's going pretty good. It's a very hard transition for me, and I'm going to be honest. This is the hardest thing I've ever done, not work-wise, but getting back into the working around physical people and having coworkers, even though they're not my coworkers, I still have to work in a building and coexist with people. It's really, really hard.
It's not hard. You've made, I don't know how many friends since you started.
I haven't made any friends.
Are you kidding? They're all kissing your ass and loving you because you're getting them sales left and right.
Yeah, that's my job. My job is to go in there and help the place that I'm in sell. I'm not to make friends, and that's not what I'm doing, but the place that I'm in is struggling in one specific area that I always kicked ass in. So I showed up there, it was just boom, 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 and the people that I was helping were like, holy shit, and this one guy follows me around. He's like my adoring fan and
see?
Shit.
See? You're making friends.
You see, he follows me around, doesn't mean I want him to. And I got another one today, this fucking one lady who does the security up the front fucking follow me around today. I'm like, what the fuck with these people, dude? Like, leave me the fuck alone, you know?
Don't be nice. Stop being
nice. I'm not nice. That's the thing. I'm not nice. I don't get it. I don't get it. All I do is I stand there with my fucking tablet in my hand and pretend to do shit. And then when the customer pulls up, I sell them something and get the fuck back to my tablet and stare at shit. But otherwise, it's other than that, I mean, it's pretty good. It's not that. I can't complain too much. It's just really fucking hard. For me, the job itself is the easiest job I ever had. It's just dealing with people. And if this was me 5 years ago, I would have excelled and I would have loved this job more than anything else. But right now, I'm just like, fucking A. Every morning I wake up, I'm just like, man, let's just drive this car off the fucking bridge or what? What should I do? I drive over the bridge every day. One day I'm going to go off it. But other than that, I know you're very busy today. You've got a lot of things you want to get done. So I'm going to cut my crap out. And I had a couple of things I wanted to talk about. Some funny stories I wanted to tell today, but you are in a rush and you are the MVP, the star of the show.
It's late. It's Sunday night. It's late. It's WrestleMania. This is beer 30 right now.
Yeah.
And we're recording. So.
And can I talk about one thing before we get into our topics?
Because this is. You want to be nasty, then no. Be nasty.
No, this is big news for me.
Okay, we're going there.
Bring It On. Sequel. Is being talked about with the original cast. I'm talking about Kirsten Dunst. I haven't heard about Elijah Dushku yet. But Claire Kramer's in talks with it. Nikki Bilderbach's in talks with it. People are like, who the fuck are these two? You're the only one that likes that movie, nerd. Gabrielle Union, of course, that dumb woke bitch. I wouldn't even mind if she came back. But they were talking about the early story would be them coming back for High School Reunion.
Oh, that would be terrible.
It would be great. Are you talking? Oh my God, I am so excited. If this movie comes out,
I would rather it be they all had kids and had daughters who were on the cheerleading squad. Well, and the mom's acting crazy when, you know, they're competing or whatever. That would be funny. Why go back to a high school reunion?
Well, that could be part
they're
of it.
They're all too damn old to
that
do
that could
anything.
Be part of it. Maybe they all stayed in town. Their kids go to the same school. They all got daughters in the school. They come back for their reunion. They get catty and competitive. Make their daughters join the cheerleading team and teach their daughters. And they're trying to teach them. And then, you know, that would be fucking cool. That would be cool. This, I don't know. I don't give a shit. I just want that movie to come back out. Because they did make some sequels, but they were just, you know, different cast
terrible.
Members and all awful. This would be the first true Bring It On sequel. And that is one of my, I mean, shit. If I'm ever in a bad mood, that's the movie I put on. And I'm always happy afterwards. I fucking
what's your
love.
Favorite quote?
Oh my, which one? You're being a cheer tater, Torrance, and a real pain in my ass. That was one of them. Bring It On, Buffy.
He can quote this whole damn movie.
Oh yeah, I could.
Oh my God!
What if, now? If I quote the part where the two male tutors got called a couple of fags, that wouldn't be me saying it. I'm quoting the movie so I can say it, right?
Yeah. How different would it be, the movie be now?
I'm sure the male cheerleaders. Well, they used to be female cheerleaders. They transitioned to male cheerleaders. So there you go. That's how it'd be.
At this point in time, I really don't want them remaking anything.
Yeah, you're right.
Because it's just gonna ruin whatever it was. Because it's going to end up being something woke, and it would just piss me off. Like, this is not, I don't know.
No.
Because the jokes aren't the same, they can't do the same jokes. Like, the shit was funny.
Yeah.
But you can't get away with that anymore.
No, you can't do shit. Did you know that I watched Ghostbusters again?
The one you hated?
Yeah. I'm trying
so you watched
to see
it three
good.
Times?
I'm trying to see some good, and I can't. The movie fucking sucks.
Is it better quality yet, or no?
Yeah, it's better quality.
Is it?
I fucking hate the movie, though. I hate it. I hate the fucking movie. I can't like it.
If you could fast forward the girl and her ghost friend, it would be a good movie.
It's brutal, man. That was my favorite movie of my childhood, Ghostbusters. And I loved Afterlife. It's just this one was just fucking god-awful. I thought I was going to hate Afterlife because they weren't even in the city. And this one I thought I was going to love because they were in the city. But it was just complete garbage. Written by the same people. I don't know, man. But you ready to get in the show here? I know you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so you got anything good, bad, and different? What you got today?
You know what? I don't know. A porch pirate.
Ooh.
A Burger King story. And then McDonald's is coming out with something.
All right, well.
So, no murder or anything.
Well, you said you had a Burger King story, so I'm going to put mine to the side because you probably have it.
Oh, okay.
Man on drugs warns he may act out of line at a barbecue, and then he killed a guest in Texas. Did you hear about this one?
No.
A Texas man's accused of shooting a party guest after telling his friends they had permission to kick him out if he got rowdy because he was high on drugs, according to police. Ricardo Domingo Reyna, 22, of Houston, was arrested March 30th on a murder charge and the shooting death of Jamie Torres de Leon. Reyna attended a barbecue March 29th at a Houston residence, telling his friend's girlfriend who was inside cooking that he had taken 5 Xanax bars and 2 grams of cocaine. The same
what
shit
the
they
fuck?
Put Joe Biden on to get him to go through the fucking speeches he goes through on TV.
But Xanax is supposed to calm you down, isn't it?
And cocaine is
supposed
to.
And cocaine is like an upper, right?
Yeah.
So what the fuck is that? What's the point of taking both?
I mean, I don't understand.
That makes no sense to me.
People have to have knowledge of what these things do. I mean, if you're a drug user, like I can tell you like what my Binoid Delta 8, using code NERD to get 10% off any and all your finest THC product at Binoid.com. When I use that stuff, I know exactly how much to take in order to get my high, and I try not to go over that, obviously. I do sometimes, but I know what's going to happen if I take too much, and I do it anyway. You think this is the case of that? Or you think the guy's a junkie, or what the fuck do you think? Do you think this doesn't care?
I don't know. Maybe it's a different type of high. Because Xanax is, like, I think for, like, anxiety and stuff like that, I thought.
I
could be wrong.
So.
I was never on it. I was on Zoloft and Paxil.
Zoloft, yeah. They put me on Zoloft and something else.
I have no idea.
Oh, man. But he informed her that if he got out of line or acted a fool, to kick him out of the party. Reyna became confrontational when he was asked to leave because guests did not want him there while he was high. After leaving the home, Reyna remained outside and refused to go. He didn't take his own advice. He told her.
Yeah.
That's like the werewolf telling the fucking female hero, tie me to this chair, lock the door, and don't let me out no matter what you hear after the moon goes up or whatever. And they fucking, I wonder if he's okay in there. She opens the door and gets fucking killed. I mean, this is the situation. You gotta fucking listen to the guy. He follows instructions. After leaving the home, Reyna remained outside and refused to go. During a confrontation, he pulled out a pistol and shot De Leon at close range. Witnesses said Reyna fired 2 shots and paused briefly before unloading the entire magazine and walking away calmly on foot. Witnesses told police De Leon had no weapons and never touched Reyna during the confrontation. De Leon was taken to a local hospital with several gunshot wounds and died shortly after from his injuries. So they did not receive an immediate response from reaching out to Reyna's attorney to find out what the hell was going on, but I'm sure there is a hell of a excuse.
What an idiot, dude.
Yeah.
Like, so stupid.
That's the way people are, man. I just don't understand. Why do you go out to get fucked up? Like, why is that people's main goal when they go out? Yeah, I've got to get so fucking wrecked. I don't remember the good time I had.
Yeah, I don't know.
What the fuck? I'm going to get so shit-faced, I fucking might hurt or kill somebody or myself, man, you know?
I mean, he knew he was going to be out to lunch because he warned them
yeah.
ahead of time. And he still went and did it, so...
Fucking
I don't know. Why did you even leave your house then?
It's like those idiots that drink and they keep drinking. I'm going to be so fucking hungover tomorrow.
And if someone tells me, look, I'm going to be on such and such, you know, if I get out of hand, just tell me to leave. I'd be like, please don't come. Yeah. Like, if you're going to be on something, don't bother coming, because I don't need that drama. I got a party going on. Like, I don't know. It's weird.
Absolutely. No, I agree with you. Oh, before we go any further with the show, I forgot to mention that tomorrow is the big eclipse.
Yeah.
So this may be the last podcast we ever film, because the world may end. I was talking to a couple people about today.
Come.
Listen, I talked to some people today. I got some intel.
Yeah.
The news is telling people to get 2 weeks of food.
Well, that's nice. Whatever. We went shopping today, so we're fine.
Yeah, load your fridge up with at least 2 weeks of food. A lot of businesses are closing around here, too, apparently.
Some schools are closing.
Yeah. I mean, is this really going to be that big of a fucking deal?
No, it's
just
not.
It's just a 2 minute...
Dude, I'm
there's
praying. Been an eclipse, right? A couple of them in our life. Because I remember seeing them, unless I'm remembering something different. I remember one in school, and I could have sworn one a few years ago. Yeah. Here.
You know that feeling when I purchase a lottery ticket?
It's not that big of a deal.
It's like, it's $13 billion for the lottery. And I buy one ticket, and I'm like, yep, we won. That's how I feel right now with this Armageddon tomorrow. I'm like, yep, the eclipse is going to come, the world's going to end, and we're all going to be at peace. Well, not all of us. The Democrats aren't going to be in peace. They're going to be burning for eternity. But we're going to be at peace, you know, and that's what I'm hoping for. But we all know it's just some fucking ploy to get everyone to panic.
It's garbage.
About all the milk, bread, eggs, and water from the grocery stores and bullshit, but... I do have another one here for you.
Why do people get so crazy?
Because they're told to when they don't know how to fucking think for themselves.
Like, I don't understand why they have to jump on conspiracies and stuff and think something else is going on. Like,
just like the whole Biden and Easter transgender thing, where they were like, oh, he planned it. Like, no, Easter changes every fucking year, you idiots.
Yeah, it's never.
And this trans thing's been around for like 15 years, but the title of the articles are saying Biden planned it this because he wants you whipped up into a fury. And it worked.
We did go to the store today.
Yeah.
And one of the workers was like begging us to buy fucking Easter candy because it was 75% off.
Oh, we're that's
like,
right. Yeah.
We're like, that was weird. I'm like, we still have Halloween candy. Are you kidding me? I don't want your Easter candy. Like she was stocking the shelf with Easter candy. And she's like, here, take some Easter candy. It's 75% off. No, thank you. That's not what we're looking for.
I'm not going to lighten your workload. I'm going to lighten my load. Get on your knees.
Although, it is becoming a blue Walmart. We noticed it today. Yeah. It's, super, super long aisles when it used to be...
The colors.
Yeah, when it used to be, like, broken up aisles and stuff. Moving everything. Crazy.
It's not a super Walmart, but it's a blue Walmart.
But it's definitely turning into a blue Walmart. It's like, we walked down one aisle, and like, I feel trapped. Usually we turn right here. We can't. There's no way out of this aisle. We had to go all the way the hell down.
You know what that could be? That area?
So weird.
We thought was customer service. Could be the new electronics area.
That's true.
Who knows? All right, so there's a Dutch woman who's 28. She's going to be euthanized over mental illness after her psychiatrist told her it would never get better. A 28-year-old Dutch woman is slated to be euthanized next month because of her struggles with mental illness after her psychiatrist said her condition will never improve, and I need a number for that psychiatrist.
Well, over in other countries, that's okay.
Yeah, it is. It should be okay everywhere. If someone wants to opt out of life, she went through the right protocols. She saw a psychiatrist who treated her multiple times and said you were incurable. There you go. She tried.
She chooses not to. Like, I mean, who knows how bad she is? But like,
why make this woman?
I mean, I don't mind that it's allowed in other. It should be allowed here.
It should be allowed everywhere. If this is my life, if I want to take it, fuck you. I should take it. But yet, if I'm on a bridge and I'm, like, about to jump off, they're going to lock me up. They're going to put me away. Like, what the fuck?
And it padded itself.
Me jumping off have been better than this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. Zaria Terbeek lives in a nice house in a small Dutch town near the German border with her boyfriend and two cats.
Two cats?
She had a boyfriend and two cats. There's a lot of love in that house. Despite being physically healthy, she plans to end her life due to her depression, autism, and borderline personality disorder. Okay. She once had ambitions to become a psychiatrist, but she was never able to finish school or start a career due to her mental illness. But now she's tired of living and wishes to end her life. A tattoo on her upper left arm shows a tree of life, but in reverse. When the tree of life stands for growth and new beginnings, my tree is the opposite, she told the press. It's losing its leaves, it is dying, and once the tree died, the bird flew out of it. I don't see it as my soul leaving, but more as myself being freed from life. Her decision came after her psychiatrist told her that they had tried everything to help her mental health. There's nothing more we can do for you. It's never going to get any better, she recalled her psychiatrist saying. I didn't think that's the best advice to be given to somebody. Like, hey, you're hopeless. I didn't think, like, even if like a cancer patient is terminal, the doctor's always going to say there's a chance. You know, they're not.
I don't think they do.
Well,
I think they usually are like, well, you got 3 to 6 months, so
I think they tell the family. I think they tell the family, but I don't think they break the worst news. Like, I don't think they say, hey, you're fucking dead. See ya.
I think they do.
Lunch break.
I don't know about you, but
I'm gonna move for tacos. I'll see you later. You're gonna die.
Because you have to know so you can, you know.
Yeah.
Spend your last moments doing what you want.
I think they tell the family first. I don't know. Can you imagine if the doctor came in and was like, nerd, you're going to die. Nerd, why are you smiling?
you're so stupid.
So anyway, after declaring her decision, she told the outlet, I was always very clear that if it doesn't get better, I just can't do this anymore. And she said she'd be lying on the couch when she goes out. This is her ideal way to go out, is lying on the couch in the living room with no music. She wants her boyfriend there with her until the end, and she wants a cup of coffee to calm her nerves, and she's going to do that.
Coffee's going to calm her nerves, huh?
Yeah, it helps her relax. She's excited about this, man. There's no funeral.
Good for her.
She said she doesn't want her boyfriend being burdened with the body or keeping the grave tidy. She's really cool about this. She's like, I'm afraid of it because it's the ultimate unknown, but I'm excited. So, I mean, and this is in the Netherlands. In 2001, it became the first country in the world to legalize euthanasia. Now, 8 countries have legalized it. I'm thinking there's going to be more. Yeah, there should be.
If they go through all the things.
Yeah. You can't just be like
you
me.
You can't just walk in and be like, please, kill me. Like, if you go through all the steps and all the, for, like, months or years or whatever, and, like, you still feel, like, I don't see what the problem is. Otherwise, you're just going to have someone who's miserable, and they're going to do it themselves.
You can't be like me just walking into the clinic and be like, hey, I got $50. You got time?
Yeah. Like, no.
Fucking night. Like, no. So you have to go through. You have to get a certificate. It's got to be signed off by a doctor. I mean, you can't just, like, because everyone's going to want to fucking do this.
Yeah.
You know, how many fucking teenage girls? My boyfriend broke up with me. I'm going to the clinic. Get the fuck, you know what I mean? Like, seriously, you have to have it in place for people like that. Like, no, it's going to get better, you dumb little 14-year-old bitch.
I have to tell you, though, it'll
get better.
These places that allow cats just roam. We need to move.
You went on a rabbit hole. Go ahead and talk about that.
No, it's just like someone, like, seriously, I want to move. They are just treated like great. They're in stores, sleeping on the shelves.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
At the
deli
counter.
On a clothing store. Like, they're laying on the. I'm like, oh my God, this is great.
Can you fucking move? That's the only medium. Can you get the fuck up?
You go into the grocery store, there's a cat right there sitting on the shelf. Oh my God, I would be in fucking heaven.
Mm-hmm,
this
sure
is
would.
Where I need to live. Oh my God, I would sleep outside all day. Like, mm-hmm. Just all the cats come to me. I'd be throwing catnip all in the front yard so they'd all come.
All get high in the front yard. So it's the last time we fucking need a bunch of high cats. Or...
it would be amazing. So, oh my God, I went down a rabbit hole that day, man.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome shit, man.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll do the Burger King one so you know if it's the same one you have. A Burger King customer in Ohio was caught on camera pointing a gun at a drive-thru employee who was trying to give him a discount. Is that the same one?
Yep.
Okay. Police in Willowick are still searching for this disgruntled customer. The incident happened Sunday morning at around 9 a.m. at the Burger King on Vine Street. The suspect can be seen on surveillance video getting out of his car and pointing a gun at a 38-year-old Howard Vernon, who was working the drive-thru. Vernon said he was taking the customer's order, 2 sausage, egg and cheese croissants, a sausage biscuit, and hash browns, and the order came out to around $8. He was like, my order can't be right, it should be around $11. And I'm like, trying to explain to him, we had a promotion going on, and, like, it's cheaper. And he started cussing and getting all loud. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know why you want to pay more money, Vernon said. Can you imagine? Like, dude, I'm giving you your order. It's just cheaper this week. Vernon said after the argument, the customer sped off. But a minute later, he pulled back around to the drive-thru window as Vernon was helping another customer. That's when the suspect pulled out a gun. Vernon said the man threatened to kill him and called him a racial slur, because that's what we do now.
Mm-hmm.
To know that somebody would do something like that just because I'm trying to give you a better deal and just to flip out like that, it's a bit scary. Vernon has not been back to work at Burger King since the incident, but said he plans to return. At the end of the day, it was about some bread and sausage sandwiches at 9 o'clock in the morning on Easter, and you're that mad that you put a gun in someone's face. I don't know why people are so angry here at 9 a.m. in the morning.
You know, you want to know what I think happened here?
He thought he got the wrong order.
He thought he got the wrong order. He thought this cashier was being stupid. He thinks he knows better.
Yeah.
My order, I come here every day. It's always $11.58. You're telling me now it's $8.58.
But once the worker is saying, well, no, it's a promotion. Yeah. I know what you ordered. Like, okay, so now it's time to drop it. Or at least take the bag after you pay for it and look and check. Mm-hmm. I don't, like, he came around.
People just don't want to fucking listen. I think that's the problem. A lot of people, they just don't want to fucking listen. You know? That's the problem. They don't want to listen to any reason. They always think that they're right. They don't want to admit that they're wrong. Yeah. And that's a problem with people, man. They don't want to admit they're wrong. This guy was just, like, fucking on fire. He probably didn't even open his bag to see what the hell was in it.
Yeah.
He probably felt disrespected by this kid because this kid showed him up and he knew he was wrong and it was like, I'm going to take it out. This got instant rage. These people are just fucking out of control. They're unhinged. You know, that's just how it goes, man. Would you be pissed off? Because you get mad sometimes when they forget stuff. But
But half the time when they forget stuff, I don't realize it until we get home. And I'm like, I am not fucking going all the way over there. And I will get mad because it's usually my freaking order that's fucked up. I'll end up with like a damn, I don't know. A bacon cheeseburger. I hate bacon.
That's right.
And that'll so piss me off because even if you take the bacon off, you can still taste it.
How many people probably went back just to make sure they heard what they heard?
What?
Someone hates bacon.
Oh, well.
Actually hates bacon.
Yeah, you and Sammy love it. It's not for me. But like, so now we've learned to start, if we remember, to start looking through the bag. But
if I'm getting it alone, I don't give a fuck because I don't eat the shit. I just take it, I put it to the side. I don't even look at the food. I just put it in the bag and I drive home. But I don't want to, because it smells like dog shit. Fast food smells so fucking bad.
Really? I think it smells so
bad. I hate the smell. I have to roll the windows down. I don't care how cold it is. I'm fucking, my head's out like a dog panting. I hate the smell of it. It's just so gross to me.
You did bring home Sonic the other day when you came home from North Carolina. It was so good.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That was delicious.
Yeah, like I spoil you guys. And I bought you guys gifts and food.
Yeah, that's true. Well, dude, I clean the house.
When I came in the house
every damn day this week.
So I come in the house, people. Listen, I come in the house from being gone for 2 days, and
what happened? Me and Sammy were out there with like our arms wide open, waiting for you to get in the house,
and your paper plate in hand for the food and the gift, and in the second you guys got the stuff gone. I'm like, where the fuck is everybody? So here I go, dun 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 dun, fucking walk back to the bedroom.
Oh my god.
Back to where I dwell. All right, so you like that cat story about the Istanbul, the city of cats. I got another one here for you. And this one came from our pal Missy. A man says stray cats are overrunning his neighborhood and putting a service dog at risk. Bartow County, Georgia. For Brian Kelly, his Jack Russell is more than his best friend. Smalls is his name, and he's the world to me, said Kelly. Smalls the Jack Russell is Brian Kelly's constant companion, calming presence and service dog. So this guy, he has his dog, and that's it.
That's sad.
At least he's got something, yeah. I mean, even homeless people have fucking dogs, man. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine being the dog to a homeless person? That must fucking suck. Like, I could do this shit on my own.
You better make sure that dog is fed before your ass, because that's messed up.
Fucking homeless guy falls asleep next to his dog out in the woods somewhere. His dog's gnawing at his feet because he hasn't eaten all day.
Ugh, that's terrible.
He's everything. He's 100% my best friend. Kelly's concerned about a new threat in his neighborhood. Listen, there's a huge issue here with feral cats, and I've seen more than 10 already. Kelly worries that his dog may get hurt trying to chase after one of the feral cats. However, he says removing the stray animals has been a headache. He's gone to Bartow Animal Control for help. He says they told him they were limited in what they can do. According to the animal control policy of Bartow County, stray cats or community cats have a special carve-out in the ordinance limiting when they can be impounded. The document reads that studies have found community cat populations can be reduced by an effective TNR program, calling for cats to be trapped, sterilized, vaccinated, and returned to their original outside home. It's not an even situation. I feel like the cats have more of an even slope. I think it's very unequal. They have more rights than I do, damn it, said Kelly. Bartow County Animal Control was closed when Channel 2 Action News reached out for comment. This guy sounds like a fucking get off my lawn, kids.
Yeah, how many cats is there? Like, we have a couple cats in this neighborhood, but we're not overrun.
He counted 10.
That wouldn't bother me. not all 10 of them are on this dude's lawn. There's no freaking way. There is no way. In a whole neighborhood, they're all on his lawn.
Shit, weird stuff happens and seems to flock to our fucking house. How many ducks do we have in our yard every morning?
Oh, God, I know.
You know, I mean, it is ever seen anywhere
else. The babies
else.
Will be coming soon. I guarantee it.
I don't see them anywhere else. Dogs fucking flock to our house to shit.
Yeah.
I mean, geez. The fuck, dude. You know?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if I was actually buried in the ground? Fucking crows would just be like, why are all the crows on that one fucking headstone? Why is that? Black cats sitting there, like all the bats and shit, creatures you just don't want around. They're just going to go on my fucking grave. What do you think about this cat? And what would you say? Because you've been in this situation. You live in this area where they trap cats and sterilize them and rehome them and stuff. How do you feel about this?
I mean, dude, I don't know. If they're fixing them, like, you kind of have to. Kind of have to. They can't be out there, like, having 10 kittens at a time and shit, you know, all in the neighborhood. You kind of have to, like, keep it under control. But, like, don't rehome. Don't take it and, like, put it somewhere else. Like, someone in this neighborhood, I don't know who the hell she was, but she was so damn proud. She was, like, bragging about it on the site.
She
trapped them and then took them somewhere, not even to a vet or to a shelter, just took it to another neighborhood. Yeah. And it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You can't. You don't know if it even if it doesn't have a collar. You don't know if it's someone else's pet or someone's been feeding it or if it has family.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just pick it. This is where it was living.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. People piss me off. Like, just leave it alone. Like, I don't know. People are annoying.
They are.
They just drive me nuts. You're going to
make your problem someone else's problem. And that's another problem I have with this. Because she took it from here.
Yeah.
Because it was bothering her. And put it somewhere else to bother someone else.
Put it somewhere else. Like, I just remember her saying it was near a bridge. Yep. And I don't remember where it was. But people from this neighborhood went the hell off. Yeah. They were so pissed off that she had done that. I don't know. Like, she literally didn't even bring it to, like, a vet or anything. Which is what you would think would happen. She just... I don't know. Dropped it off near a fucking bridge.
All right, I got another one here for you. Maraxis Medina, a 24-year-old Latina trans woman, a.k.a. 24-year-old Latino dude pretending to be a woman, was killed in Los Angeles. Maraxis Medina, a Latina cosplay woman and makeup artist, was shot and killed in Los Angeles on March 19th. He was 24 years old. Medina's body was found at about 8:50 p.m. on Hoover Street between West 59th Street and Slauson Avenue on March 21, with one gunshot wound in the back of his head. So, when someone's shot in the back of their head, they call that execution style.
Yeah.
What caused this? You don't just get shot in the back of your head for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
Surveillance footage from a nearby sports bar reportedly showed a person getting out of a light-colored sedan to dump Medina's body on the street before fleeing the scene. Police told the Times they found Medina's broken fingernail and a can of mace laying nearby, implying there may have been a struggle. On April 2nd, police arrested 29-year-old Brian Blackman as a suspect in Medina's killing. Blackman, who was previously arrested in 2014 on burglary charges, was jailed with bail set at over $3 million. He just turned 24 in February and was a passionate makeup artist who had worked for Universal Studios Hollywood, according to social media posts reviewed by Pittsburgh Lesbian Correspondents. He often used the nickname Chun-Li online, referencing the iconic Street Fighter character and possibly a Nicki Minaj song of the same name. The Figueroa Corridor, where Medina and the still-unnamed March 21st victim were killed, has long been a popular destination for sex workers and clients. Let's pause for a second.
Damn.
This is what happened. This dude fooled a guy into thinking it was really a woman. The guy found out and blew its fucking brains out.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't have killed it. I don't condone murder or violence against trans... against anybody. I don't condone any violence. I'm not a violent person. I don't condone violence. This trans person caused it.
Yeah.
They need to be upfront with this shit. Just because you think you're a woman doesn't make it true. You're going to fuck around and find out with the wrong motherfucking dude. Just because you might look like a woman when the guy's got 12 beers in him and the lighting's dark in the club, you know, doesn't make it right. The guy probably found out, and that's what happened. I guarantee you this is what happened. Sex worker. They don't fucking... I mean, they should be made to identify them. So fine, if you want to play this fucking role, you need to get a fucking tattoo or a barcode on your forehead. There's people need to know, because not all of them are honest. Case in point. I'm just speculating like a motherfucker, aren't I? But I'm telling you that I would bet everything I got in the bank right now on that being true. The Figueroa Corridor, where Medina and the still unnamed March 21st victim were killed, has long been a popular destination for sex workers. Police believe both victims were sex workers, but did not provide basis for that claim. Jen Elizabeth of the harm reduction organization, the Sidewalk Project, warned the LA Times that people should not assume trans women are sex workers because they are provocatively dressed.
Well, then cover your fucking ass. Why are you dressing, walking around dressed nasty?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand it.
Exactly.
It's disgusting. It's fucking disgusting. I even said, because I've been watching WrestleMania, right? I watched it yesterday, which was Saturday. And I'm like, I don't understand why, like, some of these women are dressed so disgusting. Like, Becky? Oh, my God. That meant both of them look so goddamn trashy. I'm like, why are they dressing like that
In their defense.
It's terrible.
They're putting on a show, a performance.
Oh, I know. And a lot
out,
of it is
they're
men.
Not walking out like that in the street.
It's just, that is just, like, no.
That's work. That's their job. They're I mean, like, that's a bad example.
I can't, like, you can't walk around like that just out in public.
But these trans people, what they do.
And they do.
They do it. They're trying to emulate women. I never, ever, ever have seen one woman wearing the shit that they wear in public. They are vile and disgusting
you know who does?
Fucking creatures.
That Kanye's whatever the fuck
he makes
thing
her.
He
that Bianca Censori chick. Yeah, he
she walks out
guy.
Looking like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, well, she's getting paid. She's getting paid. Fuck it.
Some of these people, man. Like, I just don't understand.
She has to sleep with a fucking chipmunk and wear his clothes, but whatever. So, I mean, right there, that is the point right there. I mean, they go out there and they look disgusting. You can look at these trans rallies. Why are they all perverted? Why is it always sex and perversion with them?
Yeah,
it is demonic, man. It really is. It's not. If a trans person was like, hey, I'm going to dress like a real woman, put on a fucking baggy sweater, a baggy hoodie, and a pair of jeans, or that's what I see women wearing. I don't see them wearing this shit, these fucking triple Z boobs and fucking thongs and shit. Their fucking balls hanging out. I don't know. Nobody wants to see that shit. Who the fuck are they performing for? Is that what they think a woman is? Open your eyes. They're so deluded. They have no fucking clue what a real woman is, yet they try to pretend to be one. They're just mentally ill fucking psychopaths, and they're disgusting pieces of shit. Egomaniac motherfuckers. What else you got?
A Sacramento homeowner was the victim of a porch pirate, and while he was disappointed that his package was stolen, he couldn't help but laugh at the creativity behind the heist. Omar Munoz was away from his home when he saw that he had a package delivered. But when he returned, there was no package waiting for him at his front door. Luckily, Munoz has security cameras monitoring the area and decided to check and see what happened to his package. He was surprised to see that his package was delivered to his front porch, but then he saw a trash bag with feet inching its way toward the package and proceeding to swallow it. So silly, man. Mm-hmm. Munoz surmised that there was a person crouched underneath the trash bag who stole his package. He says, at first I was angry because my iPhone charger broke, so I was expecting my package. But later when I saw the video, I was just laughing because it was funny and they were smart. He said this was the first time he had ever had a package stolen from his front porch, but didn't contact the police. He ended up reordering a new phone charger and said that he isn't too bothered by the theft. He thinks it's kids that aren't going to do it again.
Yeah.
But the video was kind of funny because it literally is a trash bag just walking up this fucking sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. I saw this one. I was actually going to use this one.
So stupid.
People, clever.
But you don't see the face.
Clever, though.
So, you know, I mean, don't wear those shoes again.
I always like the ones where the people are pranking their garbage men.
Yes, I like those too.
Hilarious. There was one the other day where the guy fucking ran across the street. He was so scared. He had his hands up ready to fight, and the other guy fucking fell out. He was running away, and then they all came back laughing and came together and shit. I guess they must have known the guy. Hilarious.
We don't get that anymore. Like, now we have the trash truck or what, the garbage truck. Like, it comes out and it picks it up itself.
Yeah, go ahead and try that shit in this neighborhood. Go ahead and jump in the trash. Whoa, yeah. Put me down. You're getting fucking crushed.
Like, we don't have trash men, like, picking up our garbage and moving it to the truck anymore. Like, an arm comes out and takes
it. Just imagine that shit. You try to do a prank and all of a sudden you're getting picked up upside down and dumped into a thing to get crushed to death.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking idiots. I did it for TikTok. Sherry wanted me to let you know. Breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even have this in the showrunner. I just checked the email, and she was urgent.
Oh, God.
Somehow she hacked her house. I don't know if she's got your watch hacked or something. I don't know if your titties are tingling and you guys got your signals. But she said women do dress provocatively, just like this one, who was removed from a Delta flight over too revealing clothing. Calls for the policy change there. In January, Lisa Archbold was flying out of Salt Lake City to San Francisco when she was told to get off the plane after everyone was boarded and quiet. She claimed she was told by flight staff that she needed to cover up due to her clothing. She came to my seat and loudly asked to speak to me in private and escorted me off the plane as though I was a criminal. I felt it was a spectacle aimed at punishing me for not being a woman the way she thought I should be a woman. Archbold, who identifies as queer, says she was dressed like a little boy in baggy pants and a shirt. She posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, a photo of her outfit. Archbold says Delta told her it's their policy that women need to cover up. She was told if she put on a jacket, she could fly, so she complied. Now she and her attorney are calling on the airline to change their policy.
So all women have to wear jackets?
I mean...
That's strange. What the fuck kind of stupid rule is that?
I guess you can't... I mean, if you're going to be on public transportation, there can be children on board. I guess that's why you don't want to be a distraction. Like, you just don't want to be an eyesore.
What was it? Was something written on her shirt? Because I thought you said it was baggy jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
So what the fuck is the problem?
It doesn't sound like a problem. Now she and her attorney are calling on the airline to change her policy. It says Delta's contract of carriage says that Delta may remove a passenger when reasonably necessary for the comfort or safety of other passengers. For example, when a customer's conduct, attire, hygiene, or odor creates an unreasonable risk of offense or annoyance, we explain how wearing a t-shirt without a bra...
Oh my God, who was looking that close?
Does she have big old titties? Sometimes you don't even have to look close, you just know.
She's... Oh my God.
There was a woman that came into the store yesterday. Headlights full on. Headlights. I mean, you can see them shits from a mile away. She came into the store, but boom, there it is there. They were moving around and pointing her in direction where the shit she was going to purchase her stuff was. It was like over here, one was moving the other way. I don't know. I guess some women don't have control. Some women have... I don't know. But if you're going... You gotta put a fucking bra on, man. That's just common decency, right?
No.
If you're going...
I wear a sweater.
Yeah, we'll put something on. I mean, we'll cover up then, right?
Yeah.
At least cover up. And yeah, that's what they're asking. Like, hey, you can't let your titties just be flapping.
Listen, like, if I feel like wearing one... They're sweaty. I don't like them. They're uncomfortable. Like, give me a sweater. I'll wear a sweater all damn day.
I mean, you're not going to go out and fucking no. Let them fucking wobble around and shit. I don't know what the hell.
No, I'm not doing that. But, yeah.
But this is another thing, though. This woman knew it wasn't right to do, but she did it because it made her feel comfortable.
Did she, though?
She had to have known.
Who knows rules of a plane, though? When you buy your ticket... Like, I'm asking seriously. I haven't been on a plane in forever. But when you buy tickets, are you given, like, these are the rules you can... You have to... Like, I don't know. I'm just wondering.
I mean, that's kind of something she should have been taught as a kid. Like, your mom says, hey, when you go out, put a bra on. When you're at home, I fucking knew that. I'm a guy. I knew that. Well, I grew up around women my whole life. But, I mean, that's...
That's strange.
I know.
I know why Sherry got... Because this woman just wasn't wearing a bra.
But how do you...
That's why she sent the goddamn story.
But how do you not know?
I don't know.
I just don't fucking... I don't get it, man.
Oh, God.
You see, the reason why Sherry likes this one so much is because she knew it was going to get us going, I think. Because it is a good topic for debate. Because I feel like a woman should wear a bra when they go out. It's
fuck
just
that.
All right. Well, how about this? What would
feel
you
like
say?
It.
No, you motherfucker. You're saying this one thing, but then whenever we take our daughter outside to go to the store, you always say, "Put your bra on. Put your bra on." Whenever you go to the store, so no,
yeah.
You wouldn't do that because you know it's not right. See, you know it's not right. It's not right. You should wear a damn bra. She also wanted me to let you know that the Central Georgia girl is making sparks fly and earns $50,000 a year with her welding job straight out of high school. She basically wanted us to know there's no excuse for not knowing shit about her house and how to fucking flush a toilet correctly or whatever the hell we're doing wrong. We can't even fucking... What the hell was the last task we tried to do? We had to get a fan put in. We had to call someone to do it because we don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Yeah, we can't do that.
We had to have someone come in and just look at her fridge and tell us it was broken even though we knew it. Because we're idiots. And this kid's in high school with a fucking welding job. It's incredible. So sparks are flying for a girl on fire in Central. A girl on fire. and Central Georgia Technical College's dual achievement
program. I think you like those movies.
Hunger Games?
Yeah.
I didn't hate them.
Those were good movies.
I didn't hate those. The only one I hated was Twilight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'll admit when I like something, I'll tell you when I hate it. I thought Twilight was probably the worst trilogy I've ever seen.
It was a good book, though.
They were the worst movies I have ever seen. Seriously, they are that bad.
Yeah.
They were just fucking god-awful. So I love when I put that hood down and everything just goes away, Emily Betzel said. You can't hear anybody. You don't worry about anything. It's just you and your welds. Since last year, she's been a part of the DAP at CGTC, where she earned college credits and skills that have already helped her land a job straight out of high school. Emily said she's already finished high school classes. She gets to walk across the stage in May. She said she was inspired by her uncle, who's also a welder. The stories he'd share with her about the job made her excited. Since she was 7, Emily said she's been trying to fuse together her own path to success. Now this article's going to try to be cute with fucking, you know, all these welding words are going to sneak into the articles. Since it's, when I came here, I never touched a welder in my life. I walked in and my teacher looked at me and said, you have potential. And I came in here, went into that booth, and he threw me some rods and some metal, and I started to weld. She's gotten so good now that they offered her a $50,000 salary before she graduated from high school at this local company. Everyone's extremely proud of her. I think this is a cool story, man. You know, it just proves that girls aren't supposed to just be put in a little fucking box where you want them. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
And I like this story. And this is a real girl. She was born a girl. It's not some dude pretending to be a girl. He's going to be the first ever female doing this. How long do you think that's going to be?
Until what?
Until they say the first woman to ever do X. And it's a trans person, but they're passing off as the first woman to ever do something.
Oh, I'm sure it's coming.
Man. It's coming. The first woman to ever fucking bench press 600 pounds with one arm.
Yeah, it's going to be something sports related today, I guarantee it.
It's going to be something fucking... And we're all supposed to just clap for it. Like, yeah, women's rights. Yeah, women power. The fuck out of here, you clapping seal motherfuckers.
I have one more.
Go for it.
McDonald's is reintroducing a beloved fan favorite breakfast item more than 4 years after it last graced menus. Customers in Alabama and Pennsylvania have reported their local Golden Arches are once again offering bagel sandwiches. I never even knew they did that before.
Oh, I did. Bagel sandwiches? Did you ever have pizza bagels?
I tried and they get too hard. I don't like them.
So fucking good.
Eagle-eyed fast food sleuths believe this is the latest development in a gradual reintroduction of the hotly desired item to menus across the country. They previously appeared on a few Southern California menus in January and on menus in some regions of Tennessee last October. McDonald's is offering their traditional bacon, egg, and cheese and sausage, egg, and cheese bagel sandwiches in addition to a new selection. The steak, egg, and cheese bagel is quite different from the other breakfast bagel offerings, which include only meat, eggs, and cheese. It's toasted with real butter and holds a tender, juicy steak patty, a fluffy folded egg, melted American cheese, and savory grilled onions. The Facebook group, Where's My McDonald's Bagel? Really? People make Facebook groups for that?
Yeah, I guess.
The Facebook group, Where's My McDonald's Bagel, has seen posts from users across America celebrating the breakfast staple's comeback. Several customers in different parts of Texas reported that the bagel sandwiches have returned to local stores, but some say they're only available by request and are not on the menu yet. Some patrons similarly reported that the same sandwiches are offered in-store only and are not available on the app. One customer confirmed with their local restaurant that the bagel sandwiches will be available in April. So they are coming for people that like the bagel sandwiches. Mm. I don't know. I used to love my garlic bagels. Never had a bagel sandwich, though.
Really? I mean...
I'm not a breakfast... egg, sausage, I'm not one of those people.
You never even had the ones from Dunkin' Donuts? I've gotten those before. No. Those are pretty good.
I don't like eggs, I don't like bacon, I don't like sausage. Give me French toast all day, that's it.
Hey, plain bagels. You gotta have everything. You know what, man? If I ever find out I'm terminal, and they're like, you got 6 months to live, you know what I'm doing?
What?
Get me a fucking bowl of Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Apple Jacks, and get me a fucking pizza. I'm going to town, man. Actually, you know what? I probably still am because I want to look good when I get buried.
For what?
For why not? Because what if you die and your spirit looks the way you do when you pass away?
Okay.
I don't want to be obese for eternity, okay? I want to look good still. I don't want to look like an asshole.
There you go.
And yeah, there you go. I know this is your favorite segment of the show, especially so tonight, because you're very busy. We got a lot of shit to do tomorrow. We got a lot of prepping to do for the house. We wanted to make sure we got the show out today because we weren't sure what the hell tomorrow's going to look like. We don't. I mean, I think we're scheduled for what, 8 to 5?
9. They come at 9.
They come at 9 tomorrow, yeah. But it's supposed to be 8 to 5, right, or something like that.
It's supposed to be 8 to 4.
8 to 4, but yeah, so 9 to 5 tomorrow, and it could go long. I don't know. Something might happen. Anything can happen to get a housework. So we wanted to make sure you guys got a podcast out to listen to, and we'll be back on Wednesday at normal time and all that bullshit. So. For some reason, I don't know why the hell you love this segment so much.
It's the last one, man.
Whoa.
You were like, it's the last one, man.
I'm torturing you. I am torturing. I am edging
you. I'm seeing people coming down the thing, and I'm like, what is this more I'm wearing right now? Like, can we talk about that? Like, what the hell is Seth Rollins fucking wearing lately? Like, I just don't even understand some of these costumes anymore. It's just, like, so over the top.
Gotta be elaborate, man. You gotta play your part.
Right. Like, I don't know.
This person wants to know, am I the asshole for asking for space in my own house?
No. Everyone needs their own space. My couch is my space, but I get bothered there anyway, so it really doesn't matter. Mm. You got the master bedroom as your space.
Well, in all fairness, I was working here for years.
Oh, no, I know. Yeah. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
It'd just be kind of...
The kids each have their space. Like, everyone should have their space where, you know, that's... Just leave them alone for a bit.
That's why we get along so damn well, because we all have our own space.
We all need our own space. We all like having our own space, and that's it.
You know what? There's something to that, too. Before we get to the topic, my family was always on top of each other.
That would drive me insane.
Growing up in that house, the living room was the main area. My mom's room was right there. We had, like, my playroom, and then my brother's room, and then we had the upstairs area. My sisters were all there, but that was, like, the fucking... The shit. I mean, like, you thought you'd fall through the fucking floor, so they were already downstairs, because you don't want to spend too much time. You don't want to wait upstairs too long, because the floor was weak. I don't know. But anyway, they were down there. We were always up each other's fucking ass. And there was always arguing, because you're always in each other's face. In this house, everyone's got their own little quarters, and we get along great. It's the fucking perfect setup. So here we go. This is my first post, and I feel super awkward.
Shut up.
What?
Shut up. What? Why do you have to say, just write what the hell you want to write?
Well, geez, you're just attacking this poor person. You just want to call them an asshole already.
Super awkward. Like, just shut up and tell me what the problem is so I can judge you.
So I'm a 35-year-old female, and I've been with my husband, who's 40, for 14 years. We have no kids and aren't of crazy means. We live in my house with 3 bedrooms. Originally, we shared 3 bedrooms.
She needs her own space. I can see where this is cookies up her ass.
Originally, we shared the master bedroom, obviously. One room was mine as a library studio. I paint as a hobby. And one room was his as a gym and man cave. They got a really cool setup. They both own 1 kids.
Yeah.
And they got a 3-bedroom, and they got their own space already. What the fuck's the problem?
He probably keeps coming in it.
No, you don't go in her art room. You don't want her in your man cave touching your fucking, you know, your Hulk Hogan fucking action figures, dude. You don't want her doing any of that shit. So, come COVID, my library became his office as he transitioned work from home. Mm. He still works from home, and that has not changed. So, why can't he use his little man cave?
And she's probably in the living room.
Yeah.
And needs her goddamn space.
We recently had some work done at home and need to rearrange some things. I suggested that my husband move his gym to the garage, and we can use the 1-bedroom as a joint man cave studio when he flipped out. Keep in mind, I get inspired to paint only a few times a year. I just asked to keep my easel in there. I have not had a space to myself in 4+ years. My only time alone, aside from the maybe 2 times a year he goes out with friends, is in the car driving to and from work, 30 minutes, 5 times a week. So she's got it down, like, I get my half hour.
Yeah.
I get my half hour to fucking scream in the car and cry before work. As an introvert, it's exhausting. Honey, I am with you. My alone time, aside from my commute, is taking a bath in our shitty bathroom. By no means a spa experience, but at least I can be alone for a while. I thought I was being vulnerable in expressing I need some space for me, but he just said we either need to buy a bigger house or I need to marry someone richer. Can you hear the background of deeper issues here, she says.
Yeah, she's not an asshole. This dude is a douchebag.
Selfish.
He took over both side of spare bedrooms. You can't do that.
He can't even keep an item of hers.
And if you're working from home, that's something you're choosing to do at this point. Yeah. And you can move it into your goddamn man cave.
Yeah.
And give her fucking room back.
Yeah, you would think so.
Like, get the hell out of here. You can't take over the whole fucking house. Are you kidding me?
That's bullshit.
That's it. No.
I was shocked at that comment and tried to express it. I need time alone, too. I even suggested moving his grill from our laundry room, which he keeps there to avoid mice, and letting me set up my easel there, too. And he said no. He told me to set up my easel in the living room. Maybe I'm being difficult, but I don't feel inspired where we Netflix and chill. Is it wrong of me to want a small space with some sunshine and a view for a few hours here and there? Am I being selfish?
Nope. Yeah. No. He's a prick.
Yeah.
He's a prick. She's even suggesting, well, I can do the laundry room. And he's like, no. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, she's settling.
She can't have a room with a door to paint and be left alone? Fuck this guy.
Why does she have to ask permission and have a small fucking space to herself? You know what I mean?
Oh my God, this would aggravate me.
A small space in the bedroom for fucking her. In her own room. It was agreed upon to be her room, and he just assumed to be taking it over.
Yeah, no. Like, when he has a man cave in a gym.
Yeah. This guy doesn't sound like he has a lot going on. He sounds like a real piece of shit. And he's not a real catch either. You know what she should say? All right, fine. I will find space for my easel, and she should pack up her shit and leave that motherfucker all to himself. Definitely not the asshole.
And she says there's other issues, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, this ain't gonna last, man.
Does not sound like a winner.
No. They're lucky they don't have kids. Better figure that shit out.
Well, there you go. I threw you a nice softball because, like I said before, I'll say it again, we got a lot of shit going on, so... What else you got going on besides sitting around here inhaling paint fumes with me for the next couple of days?
Absolutely nothing. You know what? I'm waiting for the 10th. When is the 10th? Is that Wednesday? Is that Thursday? When is the 10th?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Well, what's that?
Challenge All-Stars back, baby. There you go. I am so fucking pumped for this bitch to come back. Like I have been waiting for months. When she was announced, I have been waiting and waiting and waiting. Mm-hmm. This is all I care about. And if she's one of the first ones gone, I'm going to be fucking pissed. Because I will probably cry. But no, that's what I'm waiting for. A couple people are coming back. And I mean... She's the one that's been going the longest, so I'm super happy about that. And then, I don't know, probably Big Brother Canada, which is fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The Big Brother, the Canada, they know what the fuck they're doing up there. It's just so much better.
Well,
so much better. I got nothing else. Give me all my reality shit. That's what I'm doing.
I'm just going to enjoy the next couple of days. Even though the house will be painted and I can't, do my normal routine, I don't give a fuck. I am off, and I worked... A 5-day stretch, a lot of driving in between. It's going to be nice to just chill out, relax, recharge the batteries, and then go back to work on Wednesday. Refreshed, and that's going to be a good thing. So,
General Hospital's not going to be on Monday.
I don't give a shit about General Hospital.
Because of the eclipse coverage? Why are we covering... Why is this such a big deal that they're covering it?
Listen, man. In all seriousness...
It happens.
Nothing's going to happen with this eclipse, but there's a large part of me. Pretty much all of me wants something to happen. I really want... fire to fall from the sky and
this,
everything that just burn up forever.
Sammy's school has sent so many emails and phone calls about this eclipse. Yeah. Like, literally, constantly. Mm. Even during the vacation, I was getting phone calls, my phone ringing because, don't look directly at the sun. No shit, dude. And we're not giving out free glasses. Okay, we'll tell the students when they're in. Why are you harassing me?
They better fucking still paint tomorrow.
Yeah, they're painting tomorrow. Okay, why wouldn't they?
Because of the stupid fucking eclipse. Everyone's freaking out about it for us.
I'm not. I'm not freaking out.
I don't give a fuck.
It'll get dark for a couple seconds, whatever.
No, because I'm not going to get my hopes up. Everyone's looking at it from a different perspective than me.
Yeah, I could care less.
Please let the fucking world in. Please let some shit. I know it ain't going to happen, but I want it to so fucking bad because I'm sick of this shit. But other than that, I did have some things I wanted to talk about at the beginning of the show, but like I said, you're in a rush. I got shit to do. You got shit to do. We got a lot of things we got going on. So I'm going to tell the story about Monica Bing on Wednesday.
Oh, no!
I was waiting for you to get it.
No, okay, all right. You better make a note, because people are going to want to know. I'm going to get a text now asking them about this, and I'm not going to say anything.
I'm going to talk about Monica Bing on Wednesday.
Oh my God.
And I had a fucking epic rant. I was going to go the fuck off, because today was a shitty day. But maybe it's a good thing we got shit to do, so I can calm down, and maybe I won't rant on Wednesday. But I will talk about Monica Bing on Wednesday.
Stupid ass, man.
Tell me where you can find us.
You can find us at Voice of Misery on all platforms and voicemiserypodcast@gmail.com.